Item six, public speaking. This is the point where members of the public can speak to items on the agenda. And specifically, we've got the one item on the agenda tonight. Have we got any? Yeah, we've got a list. Oh, right, it's right in front of me. I beg your pardon. Okay, so speakers. First up, then, is Michelle Miller. Hello, welcome. I don't know if you've done this before, but you've... Right, okay. Make yourself comfortable. You've got 3 minutes. If you press the button on the microphone...
Yeah. Well, firstly, I'd like to say I'm completely disgusted about the, even considering putting any more houses in the Great Clacton area and any of the vicinities at all. You've only really got to look at the hospital at the moment, the state it's in, the Colchester Hospital. It's very rare you can actually ring up the doctors and get an appointment straight on that day. Also, my main to my heart is the Foots Farm Riding School, which is a very good source for the whole community. Disabled Riding School, you have the fishing lakes there as well. My daughter, since five, had ridden over there, had the pony loan. And unfortunately, I believe that is going to soon be taken away. Well, it has been taken away from us, shall we say. But I don't think that there's any consideration being taken into the loss of such a facility. The farmland, can we afford to lose any more farmland? Because once it's gone, it will not be replaced. The wildlife, I'm aware about 30-plus species of different wildlife there. And bats. We also have bats in the area. I basically back onto the farm, and one of my real big issues is the flooding. The drainage on the field is horrendous, and sort of I work full-time, and there's myself and my daughter in the house, so when my garden gets flooded and I have drainage problems, I'd like to know who's going to be coming to help me. Due to no fault of my own, I've chosen to live there, and I don't plan on moving. And like I said, I feel I've got a good quality of life. I have at the front the estate, and I look out the back of my garden. I have the trees, I have the horses. A lot of the trees have preservation orders on, so I'm not wrong by thinking they can't be touched. And I'm sure bats as well are very protected species, and they should not be even tampered with. Yes, some people think we can come in because we're builders and we can remove them, but why should they be removed? They're not allowed to be touched, and they shouldn't even be tampered with. So sort of, I think it's such a shame that even, like say, thinking put a few more houses on is going to help. It won't help, to be quite honest. It will just make, unfortunately, Clacton-on-Sea will go down the plug hole. So I think we need to keep and sort of speak up and sort of like have our say. And to be quite honest, I've also done a petition about the local planning, and I was, surprised to how people feel in the local area. And sort of like, and quite a lot, 1,700 signatures we've actually received against the planning, against the loss of the farm and the facilities. And sort of like, obviously, it's nice, I think, to listen to the local people who it will affect, not the builders in the out of the area, so it doesn't actually have to actually live in a concrete city. Sort of like, so I just think that the wildlife and the horses, one thing as well. Obviously, if horses that have got to be removed so the ground can be prepped. Why is this being allowed to happen? Why is their builders, any of the builders, allowed to go on the ground and prep before even planning permission has been given? So sort of I am really strong about this, and I am going to carry on with the petition and sort of like, and I've actually written to other people, Prince Charles, because I do believe that he actually had a couple of horses that actually retired at Foots Farm. So why are we allowing anything like this to actually be taken away? Sort of like, so I hope there's quite a few people that will actually carry on and fight with us till the end of the month. Is it time?
Thank you very much. okay, I allowed those comments. I didn't interrupt. But as I said previously, we are the public speaking is to items on the agenda. The item we've got on the agenda tonight is the objectively assessed housing needs study. So, if the other speakers can ensure that they restrict their comments to the housing needs study that we're about to consider, that will obviously help us when we come to making that decision in a moment. So the next speaker is Councillor John Cutting, Chairman of Little Clacton Parish Council. Good evening, welcome. You know what to do, don't you?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, Mr. Chairman and committee members. This is a submission document on behalf of Little Clacton Parish Council. Based on advice from Councillor Bray and Councillor Brown, that all proposals will be considered, not just those on the table. Little Clacton Parish Council propose a fifth option that the committee should seriously consider, and that is the north and northwest of the district take up some of the shortfall of these extra houses. Based on evidence that Clacton is predominantly a tourist area, and with that income sustaining the businesses in that area, we feel it is wrong and unjust just to look at these areas in the document in front of us to provide all the shortfall of housing and those areas alone to take the brunt. We feel that areas in the north and the northwest, like Harwich, Manningtree, Lawford, Hawksley Cross, have as good an infrastructure as Clacton, if not better. Now, this is not a NIMBY proposal, for we accept the 2014 draft and all the allocated housing within that document. We also accept the 250 Oakwood Park development on our doorstep, and we would accept, in principle, a small development at Hartley Gardens, which is in our parish, but subject to scrutiny, and as long as no extra housing was added along Centenary Way. This buffer zone of Centenary Way between Clacton and Little Clacton is vital in keeping the village identity of Little Clacton and therefore protect our village from being swallowed up in urbanisation. This committee has to look at the A133, A120 corridor. Now, that includes Hartley Gardens, which is in our parish, but it's on the right side of the A133 and with Clacton Academy School in its catchment area. Now, if these proposals were accepted and a new junior school required due to the Oakwood Park development...
Councillor Cutting, can I just cut you off there?
Sorry?
Can I just stop you? I did say that we are taking comments and questions about the objectively assessed housing needs study, and you're talking about the actual local plan housing allocations. We're out to consultation on those at the moment. You've made some excellent points which need to go be fed in via the consultation process to the council's planning department. But unless you're going to talk to the housing needs study that we've got on the agenda today, then I can't take any more comments from you. Do you have anything to say on the housing needs study?
Well, all I can say, Mr. Chairman, is that we was under the impression that this was a local plan meeting, and from Councillor Bray and Councillor Brown, who attended our parish council meeting, they said that all options was open, and as far as we're concerned, this is a local plan meeting, and so therefore we feel our submission is totally valid to be put before the councillors.
Well, with the greatest respect, we're not discussing those things tonight. So you've made some excellent points, but they're largely going to be lost because by the time we come to make that decision further down the line after the consultation has closed, it's going to be quite a long time after your comments are made. So the time for making those comments really is when we actually come to make that decision, which will be after the consultation closes. So I'm not disrespecting your comments or your right to make them, but it's just not going to be helpful to you and to your cause to do it today, I don't think. And the rules of the public speaking are quite clear, that the public speaking should be relevant to what's on our agenda so that it can inform our decision making tonight as we're about to go forward and discuss and debate and then make a decision.
Can I say, sorry, Mr. Chairman, but with respect, if it's to do with a local plan, if this document is to do with a local plan that's in front of you on the agenda tonight, this is to do with a local plan. So therefore, this must be part of the submission for you to listen to, surely.